وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. مرحبا بك أخي الكريم، بارك الله فيه. أخي حفظك الله تعالى، بد أن تعلم أولا أن الحفظ عند أن يبدأ به لا بد أن يتأنى في تحصيله، فلا تكثر على نفسك في الحفظ، هذا أولا. فكل أحد يعلم طاقته تجاه محفوظاته، والتكثيف منها يضعفها، فقليل دائم ولا كثير منقطع. هذا الأمر الأول. The first thing, my dear brother, you should know that everyone have his own specific ability regarding memorizing. So don't combine lots of memorizations on yourself, then after that you lose it all, or you became weak in it. So take it step by step, part by part, part by part, and slowly, slowly. Do you understand? According to your ability, according to what you want to memorize, according to the surrounding, you understand, your teacher, your friends who they are memorizing with you, because when you go together, it's much easier on you. Just don't make it too much on yourself. That's why we say, whatever come in one shot, it will go and disappear in one shot. Don't take it slowly, slowly. And this is what Allah says in the Quran. قال الله تعالى وقالوا لولا نزل عليه القرآن جملة واحدة كذلك لنثبت به فؤادك ورتلناه ترتيلا. This is what Allah says in the Quran. The disbelievers, they was criticizing the Prophet. They say, why he didn't give us the Quran in one time, one shot like this in one time, Quran. So Allah Azza said, we give it to you part by part to make you more firm in it. And it's the way of tartil. Especially for the Quran, خاصة للقرآن لا بد من التدرج فيه. هذه القضية الأولى. The second thing is regarding teacher. الأمر الثاني، القضية الثانية فيما يخص المعلم. حفظ القرآن خاصة لا بد فيه من معلم. يعلمك كيفية الأداء، ويوجهك في كيفية المراجعة، ويوجهك في كيفية الحفظ كذلك. متى ما ضعفت دفعك، وتما أكثرت على نفسك خفف عليك، وهكذا. لا بد من المعلم الحاذق المتمرس الخبير المقرئ، لا بد. فهو أحد أهم أسباب حفظ القرآن وإتقانه وأدائه على نحو صحيح. The second case regarding the qualified reciter teacher who always will be with you, either to guide you regarding the correct way of memorizing, to guide you to the correct way of revising, to guide you to the correct way of continue in this correct path. Whenever you feel weak, he will push you, he will motivate you. Whenever you feel, whenever you do too much on yourself, he will decrease it on yourself. You understand? Qualified, have experience, especially in reciting. Means he recite it on those who they are expert, and he will transfer it to you. This is how we take the Quran. You understand? هذا ما قال عنه، هذا الذي قال عنه الله جل وعلا في كتابه الكريم، وهكذا نبيه عليه الصلاة والسلام في السنة المطهرة. قال الله تعالى في كتابه الكريم وإنك لتلقى القرآن من لدن حكيم عليم، من لدن حكيم عليم. وإنك لتلقى means the prophet and the way how the prophet took the Quran, took it by تلقي. تلقي means receive it with a professional way, receive it with an expert way, receive it with learning how he recited. Means he just not the Prophet ﷺ, when he took the Quran from Jibreel, he took it with the most proper way of reciting and learning Quran. That's why Allah described it by this great word tulaqqa, talaqqi. That's why we call the correct way of learning the Quran the way of talaqqi. وهكذا يقول الله عز وجل في أول البعثة، يقول الله عز وجل لا تحرك به لسانك لتعجل به إن علينا جمعه القرآن. Don't keep moving your tongue so you take the Quran and you rush on it. Don't. Take it easy, take it slowly. And we're going to help you to combat it in your heart and to deliver it to others by clarifying it. So this is the correct way of what? Of learning the Quran. This second point. هذه القضية الثانية. القضية الثالثة حفظكم الله تعالى فيما يخص ذات ماهية الحفظ. ماهية الحفظ قائمة على معنى التكرار. معنى التكرار معنى المدارسة. التكرار التكرار حتى يثبت. والتكرار على نوعين، تكرار لحظي آني وتكرار بالتمرس وتكرار بين فينة وأخرى. هذا كله مما يثبت به الحفظ. وهنا معنى الورد القرآني. من لا يدمعه ورد في التكرار الآني والتكرار في لحظات أخرى يتفلت منه القرآن. وهذا الذي نص عليه الله عز وجل في كتاب كريم، وهكذا نبيه عليه الصلاة والسلام في السنة المطهرة. قال الله عز وجل في القرآن الكريم: وكذلك نصرف الآيات وليقولوا درست ولنبينه لقوم يعلمون. وفي قراءة: وليقولوا درست ولنبينه لقوم يعلمون. We give you the ayat to do mudarasa on it so you clarify to the people the correct way. This is the way of clarifying the Quran in terms of reciting it and in terms of delivering it to others. Always you continue doing mudarasa in it. Repeat it again and again and again. وهكذا هذا هو السبيل الصحيح في قضية حفظ القرآن، وهو الإكثار من مدارسته بين الفينة والأخرى حتى يثبت. وهكذا يقول عليه الصلاة والسلام في حديث أمام قال: تعاهد القرآن فوالذي نفسه بيده إنه أشد تفلتا من الإبل في عقول. الحديث صحيح. Keep reciting the Quran again and again. Otherwise it will run away faster than the camel. The camel, if you don't tie it, you run, you go away. From here the Prophet said, keep reading and repeating and revising and repeating until the Quran in your heart until it became firm in it. Otherwise it will run. Will disappear from your heart. Be careful. That's why you have a lot of people who they spend a long time memorizing the Quran, then after that, because they didn't revise, gone. You understand? This is the third way of the. هذه قضية ثالثة فيما يخص ماهية الحفظ. This is general. هذه قضية عامة. إذا قلنا القرآن or the other thing that you memorize. هذه قضية عامة في قضية القرآن أو بأشياء أخرى. كل المحفوظات هذه هي ماهيتها، نبدأ من تكرارها حتى تثبت. ولكن ما يميز القرآن أنه يحتاج أكثر اجتهادا وأكثر تكرارا وأكثر إيرادا، وأن ينتبه إلى ورده أكثر من غيره. The thing that's special for the Quran, I said all this regarding repeating the memorization until it became firm in your heart applied on everything that you memorize. The difference for the Quran is you need more hard work, you need more repeating, you need to be extra careful regarding the word of it, the time of Quran. If you said why, فإذا قلت لماذا هذا التفلت الأشد والأسرع من جهة القرآن متميزا عن غيره، الجواب في ذلك تعظيما لشأنه. الجواب في ذلك لأنه ليس ككلام الناس. الجواب في ذلك لأنه عظيم القدر، فحق أن يجتهد في حقه أعظم. If you say why this way, this special way for the Quran, why the Quran is the most thing that could disappear from the heart even though you memorize it, comparison with other things that you memorize, the answer is because the Quran is so noble, because the Quran is so high, so it deserves extra hard working from yourself. This is a reality. It's not the speech of the people, it's the speech of the creator. It's not the speech of the creation, that's why it's different. You understand? From here, you need to be extra careful regarding the wird. And this is the way of the Prophet ﷺ and his companions and their followers. الأمر الأخير قضية الورد القرآني. الورد القرآني أهم ما ينبغي على طالب العلم أن يعتني فيه غاية الاعتناء. الورد القرآني مقدم على غيره من الأوراد دائما. وردك من محفوظات السنة، وردك من الاطلاع في كلام أهل العلم، وردك من المسموعات، وردك من المقروءات. القرآن مقدم عليها جميعا إلا في حالات ضرورية فالضرورة لها أحكامها، وإلا هو في الأصل مقدم عليها. You must understand that the word of the Quran, word means the part of the Quran that you always memorize and revise. This word is the priority in your life, in your daily life. In your daily program, the priority is for you to complete your word from the Quran, your part from the Quran, memorizing and revising. Everything after that, what you memorize and learn from the Sunnah after that, what you memorize and learn from the Arabic language after that, what you memorize and revise from the books of the ulama is after that, what you read after that, what all the lessons that you take is after that, all it's after that, or even though all it's important, but in comparison with the Quran, it's less priority, even though it's important for you. This is how the Sunnah knowledge is supposed to be, because it's the method of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If you see, the Prophet ﷺ disliked for the people not to complete the whole Mus'haf in more than 40 days. Every Muslim is supposed to complete the Quran less than 40 days. And if he could complete it in 30 days, like how the Prophet ﷺ described, that's better. And if you could finish it less than that in 20 days, like the Prophet ﷺ said, it's much better. And if you could do it like how he used to do, alayhi salatu wasalam, completing the Quran every week in 7 days from Friday to Friday, that is the best, as is the practicing of lots of the companions and the followers and the a'imah. A lot of the salaf, they describe their teacher from the salaf that they used to complete the Quran in 7 days. Even some of them, they used to hate talk in anything till they finish their word from the Quran daily, like how Imam Ahmad rahmahullah ta'ala used to do. Imam Ahmad rahmahullah ta'ala continued for nearly 50 years reciting the Quran in 7 days, the whole Mus'haf. And other Salaf too, Abdullah ibn Idris, Abu Amr al-Awza'i rahmahullah ta'ala, wa Sufyan ibn Sa'id ibn Salaf Thawri, and others, lots of the Salaf who they used to complete in 7 days for the rest of their life. With this way, I guarantee for you, you will be al-Mus'haf. The Qawsams of the Salaf, they describe others. A lot of the ulama, they describe some of the Salaf, they used to be al-Mus'haf. Means, whenever you want them to read, doesn't matter how much of the Quran they are reading, because the Quran already in their heart, like how it is in front of you in the Mus'haf. Like how, like as if they are watching it and they see it in front of them when they read. Like I said to you, the Quran is the priority for your life. You say that when you go imam, sometimes you forget and you confuse. Normal. That's why. Don't chase after imam and tasaddur when you are not ready. Anyway, in general, it's not good for the person. Doesn't matter how memorized and he revised the Quran, he's supposed not always to be craving to be imam for the others, for the Muslims. Don't. Be imam for yourself, no problem, and try your best always until you could achieve the good memorization of the Quran. Practice with yourself, no problem. Doesn't matter how much you're confused. After you finish the two rak'ah, revise more, then reset again. In the beginning, this confusion is more than normal. But be careful from the dangerous sickness of some people when they memorize the Quran for the sake of being imam, memorizing the Quran for the sake of being a teacher, memorizing the Quran for the sake of being a reciter. This is sickness that could lead you to a disaster in dunya and akhirah. Don't. You are reciting the Quran because Allah Azza love it from you. You are learning the Quran because you will be closer from Allah Azza wa Jal. This is the purpose of it. Barakallah. And you know Hadith Abu Hurairah regarding the three people who they would enter the hell of the fire even before the adult worshippers. هذا إشكال. يقول الأخ أنه عندما يتصدر للإمامة لربما يخطئ كثيرا في القرآن. قلنا هذا خطر. أولا حفظك لكتاب الله عز وجل إنه من أجل الله عز وجل، ليس من أجل التصدر لا للإمامة ولا للأستاذية ولا للإقراء. لا، أنت تقرأ كتاب الله تعالى وتتعلمه على نحو صحيح، لأن هذا يقربك من الله تعالى، هذا يجعلك أقرب إلى الله عز وجل، لأن الله تعالى يحب مثل هذا منك. فهذا الذي ينبغي على المسلم لا غيره، فينتبه مثل هذه الأمراض التي إذا استشرت في الإنسان لربما تهلكه في الدنيا قبل الآخرة. وأنتم تعرفون حديث أبو هريرة في الصحيحين، في من أول من تسعر بهم النار، وفيهم رجل قرأ القرآن ليقال له قارئ وقد قيل، فجر على وجهه إلى جهنم صلى الله عليه وسلم. حفظك الله تعالى. ولكن إذا كنت إماما لنفسك فلا حرج، وإن أخطأت في القراءة بعد الركعتين تصلحها ما استطعت، ثم تعيد القراءة مرة أخرى وهكذا. فإذا لم تجد بدا وقدمت للإمامة اقرأ مما تحسن، ولا تقرأ كأنك تسمع في الإمامة، ولا تقرأ مما تخشى أنك لا تتقنه، فلا يكلف الله نفسا إلا وسعها حتى تتحسن وتنبغ خطوة بخطوة. If there is no way and the people they push you to be imam because there is no others and you are the best option, لا يكلف الله نفسا إلا وسعها, no problem, be imam, but recite from the things that you are sure about it. Don't recite from the things that you're feeling indecisive or you're feeling doubt that you could recite it or not. Don't make the Quran for something that for you to try. No. Recite from whatever you know and you are sure about it. Then slowly, slowly you'll be better inshallah. And you must understand that kind of position sometimes have an effect on your memorization. Even if you memorize good, but because you are in the front, if you're scared, sometimes some of your memory will be weaker. So read from the things that you are confident about it. And don't care about the people's speech. No problem. Slowly, slowly, you will improve yourself. وفقك الله.